and then I think of the date. This painting was done in 1670. And that was a moment of tension and nervousness that the Dutch had about going it alone in Europe. You think, correctly, that the great powers out there, jealous of your prosperity in the world, are plotting against you. England and France, as indeed they were. And 2 years after this painting was done, the Dutch Republic was almost engulfed by a pincer movement between those two hostile states. There's no doubt that that windmill with the light shining on it is a guardian against peril. The sails of the mill not accidentally form the cross of the Redeemer. There's a saviour, and the saviour is the windmill. And that cross, just in case you were wondering, is echoed visually by an opening in the sky down which this gorgeous light falls, the only warm bit in the painting. And if you're Dutch, you remember an old saying which says, just as a windmill needs the wind to move its sails, so man needs the breath of God to act. The moral is, never forget the word of God. You have a covenant with God. You are his modern chosen people. Just remember that when you look at the mill.
When nations feel threatened, or when they're actually torn apart, the sense of God-protected homeland, somehow sheltered from catastrophe, comes swimming into view. Civil wars, as we've seen over and again, are the nurseries of great landscape painting. What held for the tight-bounded Dutch Republic looking heavenwards to its boundless skies was magnified on a continental scale in the 1860s in the bitterly divided American Republic. Though the American Civil War was in part a war about land and the right to extend slavery into new Western territories,